I just do want to give you, Matt, the opportunity here with some airtime. If you'd like to reach out, call anybody an a-hole. If you'd like to do it in a clever manner, you know, subliminally or whatever you want to do. I just want to give you the opportunity here on the big show to do it. So,
present company included.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here, Matt.
Yeah, you can attack us if you feel that way today.
I would never attack any of you, especially you three. I mean, you guys mm-hmm. are the top of my list. I mean, and I tell you what, I think just what this is a case of is just a misunderstanding.
See, this is the Patriot way. Yeah. He builds us up. We start falsely feeling good about ourselves, and then they kick our ass on Sunday.
Yep.
No, I tell you, man, there's been a it seems as though we've had a month to get ready for this one. I mean, it's been a very long week. It's been a good week, but definitely a lot being said and done out there that has nothing to do with the X's and O's, but all the same, kind of fun.
The time off, you know, usually if you look at history, it tells you that this has been an advantage for the team that's had the 2 weeks off. Have you ever seen it where it's been a situation where you're a little rusty out of the gate in the first few series?
You know, I think, I've definitely seen that happen. And I don't think that when you look at having time off, that you never want to say it's a bad thing. But you can get out of rhythm a little bit at times. But, you know, I think the way we've approached it, what we did last week with the work that we put in, you know, not just on the field, but definitely in the film room and just kind of the communication end of it, and then being able to go out there and have really good practices, which we did last week, I think that was really beneficial to us as a team. And then, you know, obviously the chance for guys to get healthy and all that was huge as well.
Matt, when you say really good practices, physically, mentally, everything, what do you mean good practices?
Well, you know, last week, we did. I mean, we were out there in full pads and, you know, we were able to get a look at some of the things that we needed to have some work on. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that, you know, were healthy and able to practice at a real full speed, if you will. And I think that all those times you get a chance to do that where you're not really game planning for any one team. You're just going out there and working on the things that you do well or that you need to do well or you need to correct. I mean, that's really a good time for you as an offense or a defense or even special teams-wise to improve, you know, on areas that you needed. And that's what we did last week, and I felt like it was a good week, and I think this week's been a really good week.
Matt, how important is your matchup with Jason Taylor and whoever lines up across from you? Do the Jets do a lot of different formationing, or will it generally be Taylor for the most part?
You know, I think it's when you watch them, it's never just one guy lining up in one place. I mean, it's been their mode to kind of move guys around, shuffle them around, give you different looks, bring guys from different, you know, levels and drop them down into the box. I think it's going to be a mix. I think it's going to be Pace. I think it's going to be Thomas. I think it's definitely going to be Taylor. It's going to be guys like DeVito. You know, at times it'll be guys like Scott that'll be up on the line. So I think it really comes down to knowing the different guys and what they do, how they rush, you know, what mode they kind of operate in given their personnel package, and then being able to, you know, adjust accordingly.
Who's the toughest guy to deal with over there?
You know, I mean, all those guys.
Come on, one guy.
If you break it down and you want to look at it from the way we do, I mean, you know, look, hey, obviously Taylor's been in the league for a long time. He's mm-hmm. done some great things, and obviously, you know, he's a Pro Bowl player. I mean, he's very talented in many things that he does. I think all those guys, they'll fit that system well. It doesn't really come down to the individual as much as it does the scheme. So, look, we got to give Tommy time to, you know, get the ball downfield, and then obviously in the run game, you know, we got to establish the line of scrimmage and all that stuff, and that's, you know, no different than any other week. It's just, you know, how you match up against their different personnel packages and the guys that are lined up across from you.
How often do you go back to the huddle after a sack or, you know, a pressure or a hurry and Brady gets knocked down, and you're looking at Mankins or Crumpler or Gronkowski, and you have no idea what went wrong on a protection, or do you generally know what the hell happened? And you can talk about
it. I think that, you know, for the most part, it's never really, you know, a responsibility thing. You know, like, you know, where am I supposed to go? How am I supposed to line up? You know, who am I blocking? I mean, that's typically not the case. More than likely, it's a one-on-one battle. It's a guy catching an edge or just getting flat-out beat. off the line of scrimmage or whatever it is. I mean, I think for the most part, you know, we've got guys that have been in this system for a long time. They understand it. You know, obviously with Tom directing the traffic up there up front and where we're going and his vision, I mean, that's obviously pretty good and been pretty good for a while. So it's usually never a scheme thing. It's more an individual breakdown.
How much easier has it been for the offensive line in that you've had such an effective running game this year? You balance it off with your passing game and certainly opening up to play action. And then I've got to believe that makes life a little bit easier. You guys, I don't think, necessarily enjoy sitting there pass blocking at every single play. It's got to be at least a little bit more interesting for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think when we can mix it up, it's obviously great. But, you know, again, it's all dictated, you know, that they dictate what you can and can't do in some regards. I mean, it's not like, you know, they can go out there and line up in something that you couldn't ever run the ball against. But, you know, you have to take what they give you in some cases. And at the end of the day, when you need that yard, you got to be able to go out there and get it. And I think that, you know, the ability for us offensively to stay balanced and use guys like, you know, Ben Jarvis and Danny and all the guys come out of the backfield, whether it's Sammy or Fred. I mean, those guys have done a huge part in helping us, you know, establish that line of scrimmage. And then as well be able to mix it up and do all the other things that we do, whether it's the screens or, you know, some of these guys come out of the backfield or just the downfield throws. I mean, those are all huge.
Matt, do you expect anything different from the Jets' defense, or do you expect them to use what got them where they are?
You know, I think there's always going to be a new wrinkle for, you know, whatever team they're facing. And, you know, I think that their package is very extensive, you know. I mean,
mine, too.
A lot of things. I understand that, yes. No, but it's yeah, there'll be something, you know, for us. And I think that, you know, that all comes down to how you, you know, adjust certain things that you're doing out there, you know, starting in the first quarter, you know, then halftime, making some of the adjustments and get on the same page and looking at some of the pictures and things that you get during the game that will help you recognize some of these things and then just being able to go out there and react and play on it.
We talk about the pregame trash talking. How much trash talking do you expect during the course of this game?
Yeah, I would say it'll be about what it always is. You know, I mean, there's a handful of guys that really like to talk, and I'm definitely not one of them. I've said this many a times. I'm usually sucking air, you know, just trying to get my wind back. Don't have the energy or the really care to get involved with all that stuff. But there's always a few guys that make it a little fun to be out there and hear some of the banter back and forth.
Like who? Bart Scott.
Well, you know, like guys that are out there on the field playing in the game.
That doesn't cut it down.
That narrows it down.
Bart Scott. Bart Scott's a good talk.
I'll tell you one that you won't be facing this week that I saw this weekend on the NFL Network on the sound effects. Clay Matthews, man, he does not stop from beginning to end of game. They had him mic'd up, obviously, for Wild Card Weekend, and he just had an ongoing conversation with Michael Vick through the entire game. I mean, do you laugh at some of this stuff and the guys just talk nonstop, and do they do it just to kind of keep themselves in the game?
Yeah, no, I think it's a personal thing. I mean, look, some guys have a lot to say, and other guys don't say anything, and it's usually that way. I mean, it's not like you have a guy that'll just say something every now and then. I mean, I think for some of these guys, it's just kind of the mode they operate in. It's kind of good for them. You know, it helps them stay in tune with things or whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think it also probably hurts, you know, that the guy's mic'd up. I mean, of course he's going to be saying a lot. He's got a microphone underneath his pads. You know, they oddly enough, they never come to me asking me to wear a mic under my pads.
How come you guys never help up the quarterback as quickly as he used to when he gets sacked? I wonder about that. I watch that stuff.
I mean, are you keying on these things? I mean,
no, it's funny. No, I like watching the game for the little things, like the wide receiver who goes out of bounds and runs over a cameraman. Does he look and help him up? Does he try and help the down marker guy? And like back earlier this
decade,
not in
the 2 minute drill,
you guys used to really go tearing over to help him up after he fell. And now sometimes you guys just, Brady's down again.
Well, no, I mean he wants to do it on his own, man. I mean,
get out, does he?
Yeah, no, I mean, he just, you know, he doesn't want help. I mean, he's, no, I have no idea. I don't know. I really don't think about those things, to be honest with you. Maybe that's the way it was back in the day, and you keyed on that, or maybe you were just mistaken.
More likely. I'll take B.
Hey, Matt, who...
remember those days.
Matt, who had the bet in the locker room with Wes Welker that he couldn't mention, make a foot reference 10 times in one press conference?
You know. Here's the sad thing, right? I mean, the guy literally is just answering questions, and he just gets taken out of context. So,
of course,
so
10
horribly.
Times.
I mean, right. I felt bad for him. I mean, he felt, you know, awkward about the whole thing,
sure.
And I'm sure that, you know, came across differently than what he expected, but. You know, it is what it is. It's the media, and there's always a story out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we do.
Hold on. It is what it is.
Well, I'm sure he called.
It is what it is. I mean, it's pretty much that simple.
Can I tell you what the media would really love right now? Because the Jets, and I'll say this. This is me saying this. Are dumb enough to talk outside the doors. I wish we could get those microphones inside the doors down there at Foxborough, because I think there'd be some entertaining comments made. That's just the guess on my part. No?
Well, I'm sure that you guys would have maybe a lot more fun talking to some of the guys down there. I think it's a different culture. It's a different atmosphere. But, you know, I'll tell you, I think the way that we approach things and how we do it makes a lot of sense to everybody in our locker room. And that's not to say that you can't win doing it any other way, because we know that that's not the case. I mean, they're a good football team, and they've had – you know, great seasons, you know, under Rex and the rest of that crew and their coaching staff, and they're very good at what they do. So two different styles completely, obviously, and I think that's what makes this game so much fun to watch, you know, for the fans and everybody covering it and the whole nine, is that you know that you're going to have, you know, a great game, and it's going to be, you know, action-packed and a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, I tell you, this goes beyond football. You're right. This is theater. You know, Brady probably would like that. Good theater.
Was,
you know?
Yes.
But this is more than just football. Is there a point in the game, a point when you feel pretty comfortable that the team that has acted in a business-like manner suddenly reverts to the third-grade kid and can start throwing those bombs back at the other team's direction?
Well, you know, I think, you know, hopefully you – and I think this is how we've always approached it. You let your play do the talking and, you know, leave it to that. And hopefully, you know, we go out there and we can do the things that – we've worked on all week and have some success and have some fun doing it, you know? And I think that would be the best thing for everybody. You know, obviously for us to go out there and start the game fast and have a lot of success would be huge. When you're playing at home, it's a heck of an advantage. So, you know, yeah, we're looking to go out there and let our play do the speaking.
All right, just be classy, San Diego. You don't want to get accused of that again, you know? You want to be careful about that.
I will stay classy, yes, sir.
There you go. It's time for something brand new on the program here with Matt Light. It's the Question of the Week, and it's brought to you by New York Life Insurance Company. You can visit them at newyorklife.com/Boston. Matter of fact, New York Life is partnered now with the NBA Stat Group, Stats, Inc., to create the New York Life Protection Index. Now, they have so many stats, you know, for quarterbacks and running backs and defensive players and stuff. Now they have an innovative weekly rating index that measures how well each NFL's team's offensive line protects its quarterback. Mm. And I'm happy to report that you guys do a hell of a job, because you're one of the number five overall on the list. And to be honest with you, there's not much difference when you look at this list from number 1 to number 10. So if you're in the top 10, you're in pretty good company. Now, it does say that the left tackle's been a little bit weak here. And
what?
They don't do individuals. They only do entire teams. But the question I have for you, I'm looking at some quarterbacks that have this team offensive line has a lower rating. Pittsburgh is the one that comes to mind. Roethlisberger holds the ball a lot longer. What's the difference in dealing with, as an offensive lineman, with a quarterback that unloads the ball quickly, knowing sometimes that you've got a shorter time frame in which to get your job done, versus a guy that holds the ball back there and you're sitting there going, oh, bleep, I need another 3 seconds to hold my guy in place?
Well, look, I mean, I think anytime you have a quarterback that is either A, mobile, or B, can get rid of the ball quickly, it can definitely make your life a lot easier. But, you know, Tommy's ability to get the ball down the field, it comes down to a lot of things. It comes down to receivers running great routes and all that stuff. But to answer your question, I think it does a lot for you up front. I mean, we know that we got to give him some time, but at the end of the day, we also know that he's going to find the receiver. He's going to get rid of the ball quickly. And I think you see the same thing out of Peyton. I mean, Peyton doesn't sit back there and hold the ball for a long time. For the most part, he's able to get his reads and get the ball down the field, and that can definitely make it a lot easier versus, you know, never really knowing when the play is over And in doing so, you know, obviously I think that the Steelers, they create a lot of opportunities down the field for guys to uncover, but at the same time, it can be a little nerve-wracking for the line to really understand, you know, where their guy is and how long they got to block the guys in front of them.
Stats bears it out. Colts number 1, Saints 2, Giants 3, Falcons 4, Patriots 5. Does make some sense. Hey, listen, good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you back here next Friday. We'll do it.
Yeah, no doubt. I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
See you later. Matt Light of the New England Patriots.